Alcohol-related violence is an issue which affects me professionally and personally every week. The nature of my business sees me dealing with a lot of intoxicated customers and other intoxicated persons in the street. At my busiest times, most of my customers are usually intoxicated. Since moving to Lismore, my eyes have been opened quite widely to just how much alcohol-related violence actually occurs. My first experience with alcohol-related violence in this area was as a victim. I was doing security work in Ballina when set upon by two guys under the age of 18. One of them dog-shotted me with a solid object, which smashed my glasses and destroyed my left eye. He came from above and behind, and I turned into it just as the blow was coming. My left eye immediately swelled closed, and the blood began flowing. I'll post a picture online taken within an hour of being hit. It was late at night in a spot with poor lighting, and I was also pretty blind without my glasses, so my good eye was not much use. The hit was so hard that it shook me, and I actually dropped to one knee. I got back up straight away and started swinging. I connected with one guy, so both guys took off. I was near my vehicle at the time of the assault, so I locked it and moved the opposite way to where the guys ran and called police for assistance. I was just plain old Rob back then. While I was on the phone, the guys started to throw objects at me from where they were hiding behind some fences. I moved further away from them in my car. They started throwing more objects, some of which hit the car. One of the guys came back out of the shadows with a large piece of wood and did some more damage to my car before coming after me with the piece of wood. He swung it a few times and missed. I got hold of the wood and kicked him, connecting with his ribs. He ran away again. I did not see his friend again. I went after the guy even though I could not see much. I thought that he must have been so drunk that his vision was as bad as mine, so I got lucky with the piece of wood. I did not want to let this guy get away. He came back at me with a stick. I ran back and grabbed the piece of wood. I disarmed him again, and he ran away yet again. This attack went on for over 20 minutes before I finally saw a police vehicle approaching. I directed them to where the guy was, and they tracked down and caught the guy. Even though they did not get to a serious assault in less than 20 minutes, they did get him, so I was somewhat happy. I ended up unconscious in hospital suffering concussion. The eye specialist was called in, and initially thought I had an exploded eye socket. It turned out that some other serious damage was done to my eye, which is permanent, but there was no fractures. More drama unfolded in the following days. The police tried to tell me that because the guy was a juvenile, he would be dealt with by way of a caution under the Young Offenders Act 1997. I strongly opposed this course of action. They then told me that I would have to make a statement and give evidence in court like they were trying to put me off. This seems to be very common in this area. I agreed to make the statement and give evidence. The police finally agreed to proceed. The juvenile that did all the damage was charged with multiple offences and ended up pleading guilty to a few to get off the most serious assault charge. I was happy with this result. Being from Sydney, I never imagined I would have to wait so long for assistance while being attacked. I was shocked to think the police could even suggest such behaviour warranted a simple caution, and I was offended when police seemed to want me to decide not to proceed on the basis of it being such an inconvenience. This was an unprovoked and prolonged serious assault, and prosecution was the only suitable option. I started Big Rob's about a year after this attack. The memories flowed back when I saw others involved in various violent altercations of their own. Witnessing excessive violence has become an unwelcome regular part of my life, and I want it to stop. Alcohol is almost always a major factor. This unnecessary violence is what drives me the most to challenge police and council, and it is the reason I also try to personally help reduce the levels of violence I have the misfortune of witnessing every week. You are listening to Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. Come and join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you would like to make a comment.